Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild roller coaster that is life. Ever feel like you're holding back, bottling up emotions because you think it's not cool or weak? You know, that heavy feeling in your chest when you just want to scream sing along to an emo playlist but you're afraid of judgment? Well, friend, I'm here to tell you, it's time to ditch those outdated rules and build a safe space for emotional expression. Think about it, we're human beings, wired for connection and feeling. Bottling things up only creates pressure, like trying to squeeze a watermelon into a tiny teacup. It's messy, ultimately pointless, and can lead to some serious blow-ups. We deserve to feel our feelings fully, without shame or fear. And guess what? When we allow ourselves to express emotions authentically, it not only sets us free, but strengthens our relationships and builds genuine connections with others. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you create your own emotional safe space. First off, practice radical self-acceptance. This means ditching the judgmental inner voice that tells you certain emotions are wrong or unacceptable. Let's be real, there's no such thing. Every feeling is valid, even the ones that feel messy or uncomfortable. Acknowledge them, embrace them, and remember, your feelings don't define you. Second, find healthy outlets for expression. This could be anything from journaling your thoughts and feelings to talking things out with a trusted friend or therapist, channeling your energy through art, music, dance, or even taking a good old-fashioned walk in nature. The key is finding what works best for you and allowing yourself to release those emotions freely. Third, surround yourself with supportive people. This means cultivating relationships with folks who listen without judgment, who encourage vulnerability, and who celebrate your authenticity. It's like building a tribe of emotional warriors. Together, you can support each other through the ups and downs, knowing that you're never truly alone in your journey. Fourth, set boundaries to protect your emotional space. Just because you're creating a safe haven for yourself doesn't mean you have to welcome every negativity into it. It's okay to say no to situations or conversations that drain your energy or leave you feeling emotionally compromised. Remember, your well-being comes first. And finally, practice radical empathy. By extending compassion and understanding to others, even those who might seem different from us, we create a ripple effect of emotional safety. When we truly listen to and validate the experiences of others, it fosters connection and builds bridges of understanding in our world. Think about that last time you felt emotionally overwhelmed. Maybe it was during a heated argument with a loved one, or perhaps you were dealing with work stress that felt impossible to manage. Now imagine having a supportive space where you could freely express those feelings without fear of judgment. You wouldn't have to bottle them up, pretend everything is okay, or feel like you were going crazy. Instead, you could simply be honest about what you're experiencing, process your emotions in a healthy way, and ultimately emerge stronger and more resilient. That's the power of creating a safe space for emotional expression. It's not just about talking things out, it's about creating an environment where vulnerability is valued, authenticity is celebrated, and connection thrives. So, my friends, I challenge you to start building your own emotional safe haven today. Let go of the fear, embrace your feelings, and remember, you are worthy of love, support, and a space where you can truly be yourself. This isn't just about changing your life, it's about creating a ripple effect of positivity that touches everyone around you. When we feel safe to express ourselves, we inspire others to do the same, paving the way for a more compassionate and understanding world. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences with us in the comments below, or join our community on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay brave, stay true to yourself, and never stop expressing your amazing, unique human spirit.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.